On the line is the Chief Executive of the Youth Support and Advocacy Service, Andrew Bruhn. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Great to be here.
Well, I guess it's not surprising. People got boozed and got fat because they were locked up.
No, it isn't surprising. People are coping with the stresses involved with the restrictions and the lockdown. It's natural that people turn to things like alcohol and comfort food for coping.
What does the survey show for you? Just run through it for me.
Look, I think you've done a great job of just putting some of the main data out there. You mentioned that 41% drank more heavily during the sort of lockdown period. Of that 41%, 73% say that's to do with additional stress. And as you mentioned, a really concerning finding that 37% of those people who drank more heavily said that they did so at times to black out or to the point of embarrassment, which I think is quite concerning. But it just demonstrates the impact of those necessary restrictions that were put in place in Victoria.
I agree it's concerning, but less so if they've now said, oh, you idiot, and they've started to sort themselves out. I mean, we're not necessarily talking about alcoholics here, but people who have gone overboard in a difficult situation. If they've stopped the boozing, if they've lost the weight, any indication of how many have done that?
No, we didn't investigate that. And one of the reasons why we ran the survey in the first place is because we are involved in the FebFast campaign, and we wanted to know, again, the impact of the COVID-19 restrictions leading into February. And that campaign is an opportunity for people to, for a cause, give up alcohol or sugar or processed foods for the month of February, and to get sponsored, to raise money, and to help us provide really necessary drug and alcohol treatment services to young people who are very disadvantaged and without the kind of resources they need.